Thank you for that presentation. I appreciate the effort to start and benchmark data. I have a question, though, on how you're looking at your, in particular, bovine meat and your porcine meat sector. It looks like you're including production inefficiencies as food loss. And I don't know that that would be the way I would do it. It'd be like measuring the amount of carrot seeds you planted and the ones that didn't germinate. You know, you're producing a product, and then from there measuring loss. I mean, you're never going to get 100% no food loss in a production system, I guess. And that could even be impacted by external factors, obviously, like disease status, as you mentioned, even regulations, your own internal regulations. So interesting to see why you chose to use that as your benchmark for meat loss.